Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled "My Fa Rectification Cultivation Path Looks Ordinary, and Yet," by a Falun Dafa practitioner from Shenyang City, Liaoning Province.
Minghui Fahui, "My Fa Rectification Cultivation Path Looks Ordinary, and Yet," by a Falun Dafa practitioner from Shenyang City, Liaoning Province. Hello, Reverend Teacher. Hello, fellow practitioners from all over the world. After the news for the 9th China Fahui was announced, I was very happy and determined to submit my experience sharing in order to harmonize what Teacher has asked us to do. This was the 9th time that our benevolent Teacher asked mainland China practitioners to record their improvements so our one body could elevate together. Over the past 10 years of my cultivation path, I had so many things that I didn't do well. I would like to share on doing the three things and how I improved my Xinxin cultivation so as to help save sentient beings. Obtaining the Fa, studying the Fa. I began to practice Falun Gong in July 1997 when I was 61 years old, and I was a retired teacher. Teacher's book, Yuan Falun, answered my question on why I came to this human world. During the self-cultivation period, I had been studying the Fa, doing the exercises, and spreading the Fa every day. I had been sharing with other practitioners at the Fa study and looking for where I felt short in order to do better next time. I'd been constantly improving my Xinxin as I studied teacher's new lectures. Through understanding the Fa principles, I came to enlighten the purpose of my life. This laid a solid foundation for understanding the Fa and returning to one's original true self. Since July 20, 1999, the CCP has been persecuting DAFA practitioners and the world's people rampantly. It has tried to defame teacher, and because of the persecution, we lost our regular cultivation environment. However, my heart for cultivating DAFA has never changed. DAFA is righteous, and our teacher is compassionate to all of humanity. Through putting more emphasis on Fa study, I've kept rectifying my thoughts with the Fa, and I have managed to eliminate the party culture and lies instilled in my mind. For my Fa study, I went from reading one chapter of Yuan Falun to 3 chapters every day. Later, I began to have some contact with other practitioners. As soon as teachers' new articles were published, I began to read and recite them. I have also recited Hong Yin 2 over and over again. I kept studying so that teacher's Fa would inspire my wisdom. I am immersed in the Fa. Starting from 2008, I began to recite Yuan Falun. It took me a year before I was finally able to recite it once. From then on, I began to recite one chapter of Yuan Falun every day so that I was able to recite Yuan Falun 3 times every month. To this day, I can recite the entire book fairly fluently. I also spent 3 hours on studying the Fa every day. I also read teacher's new articles, Minghui Weekly, and I shared with other practitioners at our Fa study. Large amounts of Fa study elevate my Xinxin, and my sentimentality transformed to compassion. All my attachments to fame or self-interest can be eliminated as I am immersed in the great Buddha Fa, which is the only way for me to return to my original and true self. I will fulfill my great vow that I made before coming to this world. Cultivating myself in the family environment, getting rid of my attachments. Since I began practicing Falun Dafa, both my husband and children have all been very supportive as they have witnessed the extraordinary miracles of Dafa. They saw that I transformed from a very ill person who could not take care of myself to someone who now has a fair complexion and is always in good spirits. They witnessed how I went from a selfish person to someone who is kind-hearted and always thinking of others before doing anything. They all said that Falun Dafa is wonderful. Even after July 20, 1999, when the persecution by the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, towards Falun Gong escalated, my family never stopped me from doing the three things. They only reminded me to be careful and to pay attention to my safety. However, it's not that I didn't have any tribulations with my family, as I still needed to pass all of the tests to advance in cultivation. In 2002, my husband developed cerebellar atrophy. I took him to see different doctors, but none could cure his illness. His illness became more serious, and he got to the point where he slept during the day only, and he began to shout from 8 or 9 p.m., continuing until 3 a.m. This, coupled with his incontinence, made it hard for me to sleep. Through Fa's study, I came to understand that this was the old forces' arrangement to test and persecute me to see if I wanted sentimentality or cultivation. Teacher didn't recognize the old forces, nor did I. The old forces arranged me to be very busy and to suffer a lot of hardships so as to feel tired. I was not afraid of any tribulations, so instead I made it through. During that period, I never slacked off in cultivation. I studied the Fa, did the exercises, sent forth righteous thoughts, and handed out truth clarification materials. I did the best I could on a daily basis while still taking care of my husband. My children also came to give me a hand. When my husband was conscious, he was holding my hands and said sincerely, "I made you do so much work. I feel so sorry. Thank you." Hearing this, tears ran down my face. He passed away in May 2005, and all my children and relatives said that I had done a wonderful job in taking care of him. They also saw the kindness of a Dafa practitioner, and I managed to eliminate the persecution from the old forces. After my husband passed away, I was very sad, and I couldn't forget about the good days we'd spent together. For a while, I was constantly in tears. Every time I was in this mood, I'd read Duan Falun over and over again, and soon enough, Dafa helped me break through and overcome my emotional state. Dafa also helped strengthen my righteous thoughts so I would never collapse again under emotional tribulations. I'm over 70 years old, and none of my children liked me living by myself. So in 2008, my son had me move in with them. My son, daughter-in-law, and my grandson should have been in harmony. However, my son always fought with his wife. After I observed them for a while, I became clear and found the cause of the problem. It all came down to the fact that there was animal possession in my son's home. A weasel had possessed my son's mother-in-law for many years. She had to live with my son for a couple of years, and she brought something really bad into the home. My daughter-in-law also worshipped a fake Buddha. When I wasn't around, she burned incense and kowtowed to the fake Buddha. I found that as soon as I began the sitting meditation, there was a sound coming from the living room. Teachers said in Duan Falun, quote, "In the eyes of everyday people, animals are so formidable that they can easily manipulate people. Actually, I say that they are not formidable and are nothing before a true practitioner. Though you may find one that has practiced cultivation for nearly 1,000 years, a tiny finger will be more than enough to crush it." Unquote. I'm a Dafa practitioner, so I was not afraid of it. I then began to send forth righteous thoughts to eliminate it. One night at 2 a.m. while sleeping, I felt someone sitting by my side. It also mumbled something, and then it put something black into my head. I tried hard to stop it from doing so. A few days later, in a dream, I saw a cat-like animal running around on a big oval-shaped plate that it could not get off of. I took a chance and hit it, and when it fell off, I hit it again, and I realized that it was a weasel. I woke up and understood that it was teacher keeping it on that plate while strengthening me to eliminate this evil specter. From then on, my son and my daughter-in-law stopped arguing with each other. However, we were still not in peace. I asked my daughter-in-law to give up the fake Buddha. She didn't agree and was fearful that if she stopped worshiping it, it would bring more trouble for us. She also told me that she tried to get rid of it before, but hadn't succeeded. Over a few days, in a dream, I saw someone was extracting something from the index of my right hand. I saw that it was extracting a golden column of about 2.5 feet in length from my fingertips. I suddenly realized that it wanted to steal my energy. It tried 3 times, but couldn't take anything out as teacher was protecting me. After that, I saw a fish appearing in front of me. I grabbed it in my hand and then took his head off. After I released it in my hand, it transformed into a dark green snake whose head fell off. I woke up and was truly thankful for teacher. I felt assured and said to my daughter-in-law, "Please take down that Buddha statue. It should be fine this time, as my teacher eliminated the spirit possession." Even though she wasn't very sure, I helped her destroy the fake Buddha. Later, teacher installed a protective shield in our house, and from then on, the environment of my studying the Fa and doing the exercises became quiet, and my son and my daughter-in-law also stopped arguing. My family became very harmonious, and we all truly appreciated Teacher Lee. During the end of the last havoc, tens of thousands of demons came out to cause trouble in human society. Human society is in chaos, and what happened to my family is but one example. During such a troubled society, who is to rectify it? Who is able to take care of true Dafa disciples? Only our benevolent teacher cares about his disciples and all sentient beings. Teacher has come to do Fa rectification and to pass down the immeasurable Dafa to sentient beings. As long as we truly believe in teacher and Dafa, teacher can do anything for us. Only if sentient beings believe in the goodness of Dafa will teacher save them. From then on, my son became more supportive of my doing the 3 things. I went out one afternoon to clarify the truth, when it was icy and cold and the ground was so slippery. My son was afraid that I would fall down. He left work early to wait at a bridge he knew that I would pass by. He has waited for me for over an hour and without complaints. When he saw me, he helped me walk home. Just as I was about to slip and fall down, my son caught me and he ended up falling down himself. Teacher's benevolence is beyond imagination. With my practicing Falun Gong, my family members have also benefited. Dafa has helped rectify my children. I promised myself I would be more diligent in my cultivation path. Later, my daughter had me move in with them, and I had to go through Xinxing tests again. My daughter and her husband have 2 daughters, and including me, there were 5 people living in a room of 35 square meters with a kitchen. My daughter changed the bed to a bunk bed, so when I do the exercises, send forth righteous thoughts, I have to go to the kitchen. I can only study the Fa when they are not at home or after they go to bed. Even though the environment is harsh, I thought I had to endure the hardship that I was supposed to endure, and so I settled down in their home. At the beginning, 5 of us got along. After a while, I had some conflict with my son-in-law. To be honest, from the day when my daughter got married, I didn't like my son-in-law. At that time, I wasn't a practitioner. I always considered him to be incompetent. My son-in-law could sense these bad notions of mine. He began to pick on me. He'd swear at me to my daughter behind my back so that the conflict between him and me became intense. I was a practitioner, so I didn't argue with him, yet I felt a lot of pain in my heart. I felt that I was wronged, and I often cried when nobody was around. I had thought that if my husband were alive, we could live on our own, so I wouldn't have to endure this. All kinds of sentimentality resurfaced. When a practitioner's cultivation state is optimal, he would adjust himself and take the initiative in looking inward. This is the mechanism that teachers set up for us. When I shared with other practitioners at our Fa study, they put forward their understandings of the requirements from the Fa for practitioners, and they reminded me that I had to pass this tribulation. I reread teachers' lectures and began to look within and found many of my attachments, such as looking down on others, being authoritative, the notion that a man must support his family, strong sentimentality which is rooted in selfishness. I began to eliminate all of these attachments. I am a Dafa disciple cultivating the universal Fa, thereby rectifying myself at any time. I told myself I must study the Fa more and recite Hongyin and Hongyin too. I truly understand that the Fa can break through all attachments. I hold myself to the standards of truth, compassion, forbearance, and putting others first. Within almost a year, I'd eliminated most of my selfishness, and my home environment was rectified. My son-in-law went from addressing me as you to elderly mother. He often said, "My elderly mother is a practitioner. She doesn't look at things in a biased way. When my grandsons did something wrong, I'd point the problem out to them, and they didn't argue with me either. Now all five of us do things that we need to do. When we need to work with one another, we can work well with each other." Clarifying the truth, saving sentient beings. After the Fa rectification cultivation began, I began to clarify the facts to people face to face. I go out to clarify the facts every day, just as what teacher taught in Rationality, quote, "Validate the Fa with rationality, clarify the truth with wisdom, spread the Fa and save people with mercy," unquote. Essentials for further advancement, too. From the middle of 2005 till now, the number of people that I have helped quit the Communist Party has reached several tens of thousands. Every day I would help more than 20 people quit the party. Sometimes I could help 40 to 50 quit. Sometimes it reached 60 to 70 people. Now every day I could help more than 40 people quit the party. I set a target for myself, which is 35 people a day. If I didn't reach the target, I wouldn't go home. If it was still early, I would do more. I don't pick who I want to clarify the facts to. Wherever there are a lot of people, I'd go there. People of all ages and all professions are the ones I want to save. I also take other practitioners to go out with me to clarify the facts. During so many years of doing truth clarification, sometimes I have run into someone who refused to accept the truth and were very rude to me. I have been reported 3 times. One time, I used my righteous thoughts to stop the police officers and then escaped. 2 times I was taken by the police officers to the police station where I refused to cooperate any requests from them. No matter what they asked, I just kept clarifying the facts to them. I also didn't tell them where I live, but rather kept telling them about the fact that the persecution toward Falun Gong is a crime. I also asked for teachers' help, and after a few hours later, I returned home in an upright manner. During the process of clarifying the facts, it also released many of my attachments, such as attachment to fear, competitive mentality, zealotry, attachment to doing things, laziness, and etc. I have managed to gradually get rid of them through Fa study and solid cultivation. Now, every day, I walk on small streets, big streets, busy streets, supermarkets, malls, and through bus stations. I maintain a kind heart and talk to everyone who has predestined relationship with me and share the beauty of Dafa with him or her. I tell them good people follow truth, compassion, forbearance, so that they come to understand the necessity of heaven eliminating the CCP, and only by quitting the party is one able to ensure one's safety. In the end, I used either their true names or a pseudonym to help them with quitting the party, Youth League and Youth Pioneers. During this process, I had enlightenments from clarifying the facts to them. I would like to share with fellow practitioners some of these stories. One very hot summer day, it was scorching, and even though I was wearing a summer hat, I was soaked. One young lady was walking in the same direction as I was. At that time, I initiated a conversation saying, "It's so hot." She looked at me and said, "Why did you come out on such a hot day?" I took this chance to talk to her about the corruption of the CCP and its persecution of Falun Gong, the necessity of quitting the party to ensure safety from partaking of its inevitable doom. After she understood what I said, she used her true name to withdraw her membership from the Communist Youth League. When we saw each other off, she gave me a thumbs up and said to me loudly, "Falun Dafa is wonderful." Instantly, happy tears ran down my face. All are teachers, family members, and they all need us to wake up. I truly hope that at this critical moment, all sentient beings can choose a bright future for themselves. One day in summer, I took the bus to a busy place to clarify the facts to people. As soon as I got off the bus, it was sunny. Then suddenly rain poured from the sky, so I stood inside the shelter of the platform. It was raining harder and harder, and the level of water rose up to cover my feet. There were many buses passing by, and I could have taken the bus to go home. However, I thought that I hadn't clarified the facts to anyone yet, so I couldn't go. I clarified the facts to people who were waiting for the bus or under the shelter so as not to get wet. I kept talking to one after another so that they would learn the truth and agreed to quit the party. I kept talking and writing down people's names that chose to quit. Finally, the rain stopped. I looked at my watch and saw it had rained from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. I had clarified the facts at this bus stop for more than 4 hours. I then took a look at my list and there were 38 names on it. Not until that time did I realize that my shoes were wet and my trousers were half wet too. I felt a little chilly, yet I was very happy and warm inside. One day in winter, I went out to clarify the facts. It was snowing very hard, and my hands were frozen. I asked for teachers' help to be able to write down people's names that agreed to quit the party. Instantly, a warm current penetrated through my body. Benevolent teacher has been taking care of us all at times. That day I went to 3 supermarkets and 1 market and helped 42 people quit the party. On my way home, it was still snowing and very windy. I found that the umbrella that I was holding became heavier. When I arrived at my building, I couldn't fold up my umbrella because it was covered with a layer of snow that had turned to ice. The winter jacket that I was wearing also became frozen, and as soon as I moved a little bit, it made a cracking sound. After I put down my umbrella, I looked at my footsteps and they had turned into ice. Through the snow, sentient beings of all levels were gazing at us. I saw a teacher smiling at me. As a 70-year-old woman, I saw this scene for the first time in my life, and it was truly wonderful. I truly appreciated gods and teacher. Human language can't ever fully express the beautiful scenes of this vision. The God's transformation intertwining with the mighty virtue of Dafa practitioners will exist forever in history. I truly appreciate teacher for imparting the universal Fa to us. It is such a great honor to be a Dafa practitioner. My Fa rectification path seems very normal, and every day I just walk out of the door and quietly do the things that a practitioner should do. However, it is also quite extraordinary. Along with many other practitioners, we are doing the most upright and wonderful act of compassion in the universe. Teacher is rectifying the Fa. The great cosmos is rectifying itself. Teacher is recreating the universe, and disciples are assisting the teacher to rectify the Fa. By our actions, let us realize the vows we made before we came to this human world to undertake this great historical mission. Fellow practitioners, let's cultivate solidly so that we can be truly diligent on the path of assisting teacher to rectify the Fa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.